The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
This is the main event of the evening. 12 rounds of boxing for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. Introducing.
All three judges are in favor of the winner and the new Commonwealth lightweight champion from Birkenhead, Mata.
Sean Dodd gets it. Wider on the cards than we had it.
Introducing.
The winner from Liverpool, Tony the Warrior Dodson.
Hello, gents.
You all right? Morning, Stevie.
Yeah, you got a little smile on your face there.
You know why? Because you need to change his intro to from Birkenhead, Tony the Warrior.
If only you should have told me that off air. I should have done that.
Remind me to laugh in 10 minutes.
He was laughing though, weren't he, then?
Would you have laughed?
Let's do it next week.
Would you have laughed?
No.
If we'd labelled you from the dark side.
I am not from the dark
side. He must have trumped.
You've been to the dark side. Right, we've got a very special guest in the studio today. Do you want to introduce our guest, Masha?
Yeah. This is the Golden Girl, the record maker from Birkenhead.
The chin breaker.
Yeah, the chin breaker. The rib cracker. Our very own Chloe Watton. She won gold at the Commonwealth Games very, very recently. Hello, Chloe.
She's looking all sort of shy and timid, but I can't imagine when she gets in the ring, she's like that. Morning to you, Chloe.
I'm shy and timid.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Right, so she's just come back from the Bahamas, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, when did you get
Ain't
back?
Ain't so bad going there.
I'm not even sure. I don't even know what day we're on, because like the time difference and everything.
It's only 8 hours, isn't it? Something like that?
No, it's 5, but we travelled in the night time, so I had no sleep. And
just messed everything up.
Now I'm confused.
But you've been buzzing, haven't you? You've come in with your gold medal. So tell us about it. What weight category is that?
51. So anyone who knows like the story and everything, like the last couple of years, it's everything I've really been training for and stuff like that. So I've missed out on a couple of like of opportunities and stuff when I've been away in the past. So and now I've finally done it, and hopefully many more to come.
How old are you, Chloe?
17.
Right, you train out of venture. What can you say about Chloe and the progress you've seen her make?
Amazing. I've watched her grow. She's come in the gym as she still is, you know, a lovely, innocent, sweet person. And she's just so dedicated, so hardworking. She is the initials of a champ. You know, her confidence has grown. She's a hard worker. Her attitude's spot on. She's so motivated, and she's been very, very patient. And they're the ingredients to be a champion, and that's what she is now. She can say she's always been a champ in our eyes. But over the years, I've watched her go from camps to camps, going away with Danny, sparring there, Lisa Whiteside, all these top amateurs who are fully grown women, and she's a young girl, and each time she's come back, you can see her in her. She's come back and she's grown a bit, and she keeps it. She's very hard to penetrate, Chloe. She's she's a poker face, but she just keeps it, doesn't give much away, do you, Chloe? She's a real asset to boxing itself, never mind just Birkenhead, but the Northwest.
How much do you love it, Chloe?
Is it everything? Put it into words, yeah.
Are you? I mean, you're 17. Are you bothered if you face a lady who's 25, 30? Is age sort of irrelevant for you, or at the moment have you got a preference for fighting people of a similar age?
No, it doesn't faze me. I know, obviously, when I turn 18,
go to open class.
I'm a senior, and I'll be boxing them anyway. But you know, like they said, like I spar women and stuff like that. And when I'm up GB, I spar the lads as well, and like.
She knocked 7 lumps out of all the lads in our gym, and I've seen it firsthand, and the bigger than it as well.
Tony, you had great success, of course, at a young age, didn't you? Yeah. And you gathered sort of medals and experience. What advice can you impart on a Chloe then? Because
I turned pro before I had the senior amateur fight. I was multi champion, and anything I ever entered, I won. The only thing I never was the under 19s European Championship, because I was only 16. I was 16. I entered it when I was 16. I got picked again. Two lads, 2 years above me. I got picked in front of them because obviously I was a talent at that stage. And the best thing I would advise her to do is get as much experience as she can at that amateur level. Maybe go to the Olympics. Hopefully, you get a medal in them Olympics. You're Brewster before you even turn pro, and that's what it's all about: making money. being the best at your sport and winning Olympic gold, it doesn't get no better. She can get that, then think about turning pro. But my advice would be to stay amateur. If you're on that GB squad and you're on getting that funding off them, you get more money off them than you would turn pro. The only time you should consider turning pro is when you get a medal in the Olympics and you obviously mature a little bit, like 23, 24. Then think about turning pro if everything goes to plan.
Do you think as you get older, you become more obsessed with that money side of things?
No.
For Chloe at the moment, she's probably just obsessed with boxing.
Probably, but the reality of it is it doesn't pay your bills and boxing doesn't last forever.
Mm.
Real life kicks in when boxing's finished. So you don't want to put all your eggs into one basket and not have something to fall back on.
But she's living the dream at the moment,
yeah,
isn't she?
You can live the dream, but that ain't going to pay the bills when the time comes. So she should be planning now. Mm. Enjoy it while it's happening, but also planning for the future and what best way to get as much money as possible out of what she's doing now and what she's the best at the minute.
So you want to get the Olympics, Chloe?
Yeah, like turning pro and stuff isn't really like in my mindset like at the moment. Obviously, the opportunity is there for when I'm older and stuff like that now, with the likes of like Katie Taylor and, you know, Tasha Jonas and everyone coming through. But like my dream from when I've been a kid is obviously to go to the Olympics and stuff. Yeah. And there's always like, there'll always be money there and like kind of like fall back on, like, you know, boxing doesn't last forever, but you can always stay within the sport, do you know what I mean? Like coaching or something like that. Like,
yeah, by the time that comes, you'll be sick of boxing and won't want to do it.
Don't be thinking about that yet. Just be thinking about knocking people out.
I'm
not thinking about that. Like,
you're
thinking
from over
about
the water with her, that's what.
I'm thinking about the Olympics and all that, but then I'm excited for what's to come after that as well now, with all the opportunities for females out there, so it's going to be exciting.
Are we talking about the next Olympics or the one after that?
She's young enough to do both.
Yeah, Annie, isn't it?
I was going to say, is Tokyo too soon or not?
From that angle he was talking, I live for the moment and live the moment, and that's what she's doing now. And think about what comes afterwards
when it comes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, before you know it, lad, it's here. That's what
the
I'm saying.
Words
so fast.
I know that. We know that.
No, you don't, obviously, because you're not addressing it. You're thinking, nah, I just live for the moment. Trust me, that moment comes and goes so quick.
Yeah, but we're living for the moment where we're putting all our eggs in one basket and giving it all for what we're doing now, which is boxing, isn't it?
Sounds like you're on Love Island.
Yeah.
We'll have this conversation in 10 years' time and it'll be a show.
Do you know what I mean? Because
right,
look, all I'm thinking about is defending and winning, defending the Commonwealth and winning and winning, and that's all. I'm not thinking about what I'm going to do after boxing. That can come when the time comes.
Perhaps you should be a little bit closer to his thoughts.
I'm not saying...
Yeah, I'm half his age. Got to worry about that, yes.
You know, I'm not even going to comment.
You could be in trouble, Masher, in a moment or two.
You know, I love him, I listen to.
I just said the Tokyo Olympics are the one after. What's realistic for you? You don't know if Tokyo Olympics came up, it would be...
I'd be 20, wouldn't I? So it's doable now. I'm on GB and stuff. I've just, you know, like... done my contract with them and stuff, so I'm in within the 4 years cycle, so just seeing what happens. I'm just going to make sure I just focus on like the next step and putting the hard work in and just taking every opportunity as it comes.
Radio City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.